Our scripture reading today, Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk as blameless. Luke 2:10-11. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord."
Lord, I do thank you again for those listening by podcast and who those here. We ask that you would bless and just let this word be a blessing to them today. God, that you would speak through me, that it would be a blessing and a word of healing today at this time. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So today I give honor to each of you today. Today I want to talk, it's a little more hard to talk about joy because I know we're all feeling the loss today. But God is, he is a God of joy. He's a God of joy. And so today my sermon topic is Count It All Joy. And I have a scripture that goes with this, but when we're going through trials, when we're going through tribulations, we're going through sorrow and loss, the word encourages us to count it all joy because it makes us, it helps us, it makes us who we are. It makes us men and women of God who can persevere and who can fight through tragedy, who can fight through tribulation. And so I was thinking about it this morning, and if you remember last week, I talked about peace and how when you just say the name of Jesus, he brings peace. It's the same way with joy. It's kind of cool to know that when you say his name, he can bring you joy. Have you ever just been feeling down? And then you just think about God and all of the wonderful things that he's done, and it gives you a little joy. He brings joy to us. So I want to encourage you, just as I did last week, that it's so important. Jesus coming, you know, the Israelites were so happy. It brought so much joy at the hope that he would be coming, for the Messiah to come. You know, they'd gone through, as we talked the last few weeks, they went through 400 years of darkness, and they had to have that hope, and then they had to have peace, but then they got to have joy because there was word that the Messiah was born. And that's where my first scripture comes from. It's Luke 2:10-11, and it says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord.'" He brought them great news of joy. I'm really hot, so you guys bear with me just a second. I'm going to move my mic over here. Comes with a certain age, so I just have that little bit of heat. I had to take off my sweater. But in the city of David, they were so excited, the joy that the Messiah was coming. They waited 400 years for this. So can you imagine what joy you would have? They had that hope. And, you know, then they had that peace that knowing he was coming, they had that peace that he was coming. Finally, they had that joy, the joy of knowing that their Messiah, the person they'd waited for, that promise, that God made a promise, and it was here. Have you ever received a prayer? Have you ever been where, you know, you prayed for something and then you got it? Have you ever had the joy of what that feels like? I know I will look back over life sometimes and I'll be like, "Well, God, you answered that." It brings such joy to know you did that. You are a God that keeps his promises. You are a God that loves us, and you care for me and you're concerned for me. There'll be just situations, you know, and I'll go, "Man, God, you were really concerned for me." And I think that's why I love that scripture. When I say it all the time, I'm sure you guys are used to me saying it, but he is concerned with everything that concerns you. And that brings me joy to know that someone... You get joy when you know that your spouse or your children care about you, or they remember something that you really like. I love to do that for my parents. If it was something I knew they really liked, I try to make sure I bought it for them. Make sure, you know, don't ask me or anything. I just try to make sure, you know, and it brought such joy to know someone cared enough to know exactly what you like, and they would think to buy it. Well, that's how I see God. He cares enough about me, and that brings me joy, that even when I'm not thinking about it, he's working on my behalf. He's working and moving and opening doors and things I don't even ask for. But, you know, even sometimes it's just things I've thought of, and I'll look up and there it is. Because he is so concerned for us. He loves us. He's a God that wants to see us joyful. He brings us joy. And that's what the Israelites were feeling when the Messiah, they had word that the Messiah was born. It was that joy of receiving something they waited so long for. That joy that, oh my goodness, God is a God that keeps his promises. He's a God that loves us so much. And so my next scripture is where I got my title from this week. It's James 1, 2 through 4. And it says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So we go through, but count it all joy. We go through trials. We go through loss. We go through tribulations. We go through hurt feelings. You know, we fight with our family, fight with our friends, but go through that. Count it all joy, knowing that God, he has you right in the palm of his hand. And I love it thinking about it. That someone, have you ever just been cuddled? You know, like my granddaughter just loves it. I wrap her up. And then my niece loves to wrap me up and grab me up in her. But it's such cool, you know, it's such a cool, that's what God does for us. He cuddles us, and that gives us joy. It gives us that joy. Count it all joy, no matter what you're going through. And that's a lot easier said than done. I can just stand up here and say it. But when you're going through something, you're going through loss or you're going through a tribulation, it's difficult to count it all joy. But knowing, it says, it builds up in you that confidence in God that knows he's going to bring me out of this. Why? Because he brought me out of the last thing I went through. He worked it out for me. So I know he's going to do it. I can count it all joy. I can just rejoice and keep it moving. You know, as I walk through this season, I can just rejoice knowing that he's going to be my comfort. He's going to be my keeper. He's going to take care of me, and he's going to bring me out of that situation. So count it all joy this holiday season. Like I said, a lot of things are going on. I kept thinking, boy, if my phone rings one more time today, there was a lot. It wasn't just, you know, here, but it was a lot of things going on in my life. And I was like, oh my goodness. But I know God brings me out of each thing. He works and walks me through that journey. And it's, like I said, it's not always easy, because I think of 3 years at this time is when my mother had three strokes right in a row, and we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know what life was going to bring to us. But God brought us through. And now when I look back over it, I just think, God, thank you. He had a plan. He has a plan for us. You know, and so we can just count it all joy. I made it through, and I know she would be so happy seeing me up here, because I always said, nope, not pastoring, nope. That's your job. I'm like, I will help you. I will help you behind the scenes. Nope. I know she'd be so happy. We could count it all joy. All of that trial, all of that, I didn't know what was going to happen then. But I could just walk and trust God. And truly, it's just a lesson in trusting him. And trusting him and walking in a joy, that joy that he brings. Amen? Amen. I hope you're getting this today, because I want us to just kind of leave it. And you know, I'm not saying act like it didn't happen or act like you're not going through. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm just saying consider it joy that God is going to walk through this situation with you. You're not walking through it alone. And that's the main thing, the most important thing. Psalms 30 and 5 says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Again, he's saying you walk through it, and it endures for a night. You know, it just says it doesn't last always. It's really what it's saying. Trouble doesn't last always. He's walking you through it. Joy comes in the morning. We have that joy knowing that whatever we're going through, that God has you right in the palm of his hand. He's got you, and he's not going to let you go. And he knows and he sees. He's concerned with every situation that concerns you. And so you can have peace like we talked about last week. And then you can have joy knowing that he's not going to leave you, that he's got you. He's such a good God. He's such a good God that he's got you. And he'll walk you through this journey, whatever your journey may be right now, whatever you're going through. Know that he'll walk you through it. That's why he came. That's why God sent his son, Jesus. He came that he could be joy for us, that he could be peace, that he could be hope, that he could be love next week that we talk about. That's what he came for. Psalms 84 and 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him." No good thing. That's joyful. That's joyful to me. No good thing will he withhold from me. That means no matter what I'm going through, no matter what the situation may be, he's not going to withhold. That's why I can be joyful. No good thing will he withhold from me. He won't, you know, you'll receive what he has for you. Nothing good will he withhold from you. His plan is, he's there orchestrating. He's orchestrating our lives. And he has a good plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "I know the plans I have for you. They're plans of good and not of evil. They're going to bring you a wonderful end." So no good thing will he withhold from you if you walk upright before him. So you can walk in joy. You can walk in joy knowing that no matter what I'm going through right now, no matter what the situation, no good thing will he withhold from me. Nothing will he withhold from me. And I'm going to leave you with a blessing, as I've been doing throughout the whole season of Advent, because I just think it's really cool to bless you for each week. So each week you can kind of walk in this. And this scripture just really blesses me. It's kind of like a mandate to go out and do. And it's from Romans 12 and 12. And it says, "And I say this to you, I speak this over you for this week. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer this week." That is my prayer for you this week, that you would be joyful in hope. Walk in joy this week. Be patient in affliction. Things are going to happen, so to just know he's going to work it out. Always say, no good thing will he withhold from us. And faithful in prayer. Dedicate this week to him in prayer. That you would walk in that. That you would walk in prayer. So much going on. So many people need your prayers. I know that that's something that I do. When I feel like I'm out of control and I can't control what's going on. And anybody else in here control people? You're not going to raise your hands, but I know I'm one. I like to be in control. I like to know what's going on and have it orchestrated. But God is so, he's funny, and he's not going to let you do it. He's in control. Amen. So what I start to do when I can't control the situation, I start to pray for other people. I just start to pray and, well, God, I know they need you. And you'll work it out for them. And I watch him work it out for me. So when you're being prayerful this week, get you a list this week for Christmas of people you know who are going through situations. And go every day this week and just pray for them and watch God work out every situation you have that you're in need of. But and also watch him work out theirs as well. It's kind of cool to pray and see him bless others and see him answer what it is you're praying for. But on this week, that's my request of you all this week. That you'll be, and I'm going to read it one more time, joyful in hope. That you will be patient in affliction and faithful in prayer this week. That you'll walk in that this week. As we go into and start to head into our Christmas week, that you'll do that. Lift up someone in prayer this week that you know they're going through a situation. And watch God work it out for them and work out what it is you're going through as well. Amen. Amen. I'm done. I'm done. I didn't do too much. I'm trying, but I just want you to be joyful this week. I know it's hard. I know we're going through it here at our church, but like I said, when I saw Cheryl on Monday, she was very much at peace. Yeah. And sweet and still thinking to encourage my heart. We're so lucky to have you. I'm like, no, I'm so lucky to know you. You know, so we can walk in that joy. I left in joy. When I left her presence, I was in joy, knowing she told me I'm going with my Savior. Amen. So we certainly will. We will miss her, God, because she was such a blessing. But I know she wants us in joy as well, to walk in joy this week, to celebrate her, celebrate God, celebrate Advent in joy this week. I'm done. Because I will start all over again. I will go right through it again. But let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this week of joy. We thank you, Lord, that your joy will fill the hearts of all of us this week. Lord, that you would bless us, God, as we do go to celebrate Cheryl's life. God, we thank you for her and all that she was to Broadway Christian and all that she was to this world and this family, her family, God. And we pray for her family today. Lord, that you would bless them and encourage them and strengthen them as they walk this journey today. And Lord, we pray for Steve and Gary and Christy and Logan and Phyllis. God, we pray for Landon and Chris and Mike and Cindy and Gary and Wanda and Lucas and Mike and Avery. You know why each person is on this list. We ask that you would bless them person by person today, face by face, that you would bless them. And then we pray for our care center members, Lord, that you would bless Sandy and Jane and Joanne and Lois and Kathy and Maxine and Catherine and Mary and Sarah. God, we ask that at this time in their life, you would give them peace, joy, hope, love, each one of those spirits of the Advent, God, that you would bless them with it as they're walking this journey in their life. And we thank you for it. And we give you praise. And Lord, we do pray once again for Charles. And we pray, God, for all those traveling. And we pray for those families at Brown University. And we pray for the families of the National Guard. Lord, that you would bless and bring peace. Lord, bring peace to each and every one of them. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and glory today. You're so worthy. Such a wonderful and loving God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.